Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word now, Lord, we ask that you meet us, you greet us, and you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in the gospel reading this morning, there are only really three words I want you to focus on. Three big words. Follow, come, and see. Now, John's gospel was written for one reason. And John specifically states the purpose of his gospel in chapter 20, verse 31. But these things are written so that you may know, so you may come to know and believe in Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. So the purpose of John's gospel is to help us understand and to know the person of Jesus who we follow. This is John's personal account. To me, it's like his diary. It's not like some random writing. And I get that feeling by the way he starts our reading today. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. The next day. Historical writing doesn't do that. John is writing a step by step what Jesus did. It is more like an eyewitness account of the life of Jesus. So, now, as to try and put my theme into some sort of context, I want you to think about, have you ever tried a product or purchased something because somebody recommended it to you? Yeah? I mean, we use shower power to clean our shower now because it was recommended by a friend. That's all we use now. Won't use anything else. That's not a recommendation, right? One of my favourite places to eat on a Friday night is Box Hill RSL. I go there because a friend of mine recommended it. Mind you, he's also the chef. But have you ever gone to a movie or a show because somebody said you should see it? It's fantastic. You should go see it. It's fantastic. I'm sure we have. I know I have. Sometimes they rave so much about it and carry on about how fantastic it is. By the time you get there, you're a little disappointed. They build it up so much. It wasn't that good. Well, we are more likely to follow recommendations of somebody we know and we trust, aren't we? For me, it's how I became a Christian. You see, this might become a bit of a shock to some of you, but growing up, I was a bit of a rat bag. Only a little bit. And it was on the recommendation of a friend of mine who said to me, church had changed. And I said, I very much doubted it. He said to me, come and see. Come and see. That changed my life. It changed so that I ended up where I am here today. In our reading, Jesus decides to go to Galilee. This is the area where most of Jesus' miracles take place. However, up until now, he'd done very little to impress anybody. And yet, he finds Philip and says to him, follow me. Now, we don't know a lot about Philip. His appearances mainly happen here in John's Gospel. We also don't know why or what made Philip follow Jesus. But he must have seen or heard or felt something that was different about this person, Jesus. Because what does he do? He immediately goes and tells his good friend Nathanael. Nathanael, who is often described as being a little skeptical when he makes a statement about the Messiah coming out of Nazareth. It's a bit of a joke. It's a bit like, you know, I was thinking, is there any good coffee in Sydney? But Nathanael says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? But based upon their relationship, Nathanael gets up and goes and does what Philip asks him to do. Philip's invitation, come and see. It is interesting that Jesus immediately characterizes Nathanael as an Israelite who there is no deceit. Some scholars hold hold Jesus thinking about before Philip called you, when you were sitting under the fig tree, I saw you, is based on a Jewish figure of speech referring that maybe Nathanael was studying the Torah while sitting there. Because of this, Nathanael recognizes Jesus as the Son of God, the King of Israel. Again, we don't know a lot about Nathanael. Whatever these two guys, whatever they were doing before Jesus appears on the scene, whatever it is quickly put aside and they follow. Philip follows after the meeting with Jesus and Nathanael on Philip's invitation to come and see. He follows Jesus as well. This first encounter with Jesus must have been so overwhelming that both Philip and Nathanael not only came, saw, and followed Jesus, but both of them, according to church history, both came to rather gruesome ends because of their part in spreading the gospel, because of their eyewitness account of who they were following. When we think about following Jesus in today's world, it is not seen as a great attribute, is it? Following somebody, being a follower. You see, have you ever seen a job application with the word, are you a good follower on it? No. It's all about leadership. It's give us your leadership credentials. If anything, if they're going to talk about following skills, it's often hid in the term, are you a good team player? But they focus on leadership skills. In a book written by S.L. Macmillan called None of These Diseases, there's a story of a young woman who goes to college. But when she's filling out her application, her heart sinks when she reads the question on the application, are you a leader? Being both honest and conscientious, she writes, no. And returned the application, expecting the worst. To her surprise, she received a letter from the college. And this is what it read. Dear applicant, the study of the application forms reveal that this year our college have 1,452 new leaders. We have accepted you because we feel it is imperative that they have at least one follower. To me, being able to follow in today's world is undervalued. But in God's world, it would seem so important to follow Jesus. But it is in our following of Jesus that we are called to be like Philip. When Nathanael didn't believe Philip, Philip didn't give Nathanael a great argument, did he? About why about why he should meet this Jesus fellow. He didn't give him any great theology or apologetics. He didn't even give him a great conversion story. His message was simple. Come and see. Come and see. If it wasn't for somebody saying these words to me, I suspect my life, my story, might be very different. It is in our task as followers of Jesus, when we are asked, why do we follow Jesus? To give an account of why we believe in what we do. Why do we come to church? Why are you sitting here? Why do you believe in Jesus? Well, we have a great example from Philip. Philip this morning shows us that sometimes the best answer when we asked why we follow Jesus is to simply say, come and see. Come and see why I follow Jesus. Don't give a big argument. Don't try and convince somebody. Just say to them, come and see. Yes, I follow Jesus. I have found the Messiah. Come and see. Amen.